Yavatisho Mahanurbhya
Yavatisho Mahanurbhya
Abhimanya Vahikara
Abhimanya Vahikara.
Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Jai.
Of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 18 chapters, 5th verse, spoken today at the Jagannath Mandir, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, in the 521st year of Lord Chaitanya, on Sunday, the 16th of December 2007, Christabdo. Translation, as long as the great, powerful son of Abhimanyu remains the emperor of the world, there is no chance that the personality of Kali will flourish. Translation with repetition.
As long as the great,
powerful son of Abhimanyu, remains the emperor of the world,
There is no chance
that the personality of Kali will flourish. Report by Srila Prabhupada. As we have already explained, the personality of Kali had entered the jurisdiction of this earth long ago, and he was looking for an opportunity to spread his influence all over the world. But he could not do so satisfactorily due to the presence of Maharaj Parikshit. That is the way of good government. The disturbing elements like the personality of Kali will always try to extend their nefarious activities, but it is the duty of the able state to check them by all means. Although Maharaj Parikshit allotted places for the personality of Kali, at the same time he gave no chance for the citizens to be swayed by the personality of Kali. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation of purport. Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 18th chapter, 5th verse. In the chapter entitled Parikshit Cursed by a Brahmana Boy. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Parikshit Maharaj is the grandson of Arjuna. Arjuna's son Abhimanyu is the father of Parikshit. So Parikshit was, from his very birth, a very great devotee. He was Aswatthama, son of Brahmastra, to kill Maharaj Parikshit to finish the dynasty of the Pandavas. But Krishna went into the womb and saved him. So at that time he had a darshan of Krishna as an embryo. So when he was born, he also wanted to see Krishna again. So that's why he got the name Parikshit. Pariksha means to test. They're looking. Are you the person I saw in the womb? No. You? No. You? He's testing. He propagated Krishna consciousness, so the people were spiritually active. Therefore, they didn't become attracted by the irreligious activities of Kali Yuga. we want to be free from Kali Yuga, we need to take shelter also of Krishna. It's like in the previous verse, it said that those who have dedicated their lives to transcendental topics of the personality of Godhead, of whom the Vedic hymns sing, and who are constantly engaged in remembering the lotus feet of the Lord, do not run the risk of having misconceptions even at the last moment of their life. So we want to dedicate our consciousness to Krishna, his pastimes, his qualities. This will vaccinate us from the influence of Kali. There was an article recently about they're searching for a vaccine for malaria. In different parts of the world. So that people will not get malaria anymore. And they get huge grants, like $25 million, one laboratory to try to. So we also have our vaccine of Age of Kali.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When Jagai Mata got initiated and vaccinated, they had a total change of heart. Madai was feeling very guilty about having hit Nityananda Prabhu with a wine bottle on the head, causing him to bleed. So he went to Nityananda and begged for forgiveness. Nityananda said, you see, for me you are just like my child, my baby. If a mother is holding a baby in the lap and the baby kicks the mother with the little baby feet, does he mind? Does she mind? She doesn't mind. Like, it was like that, but you know how Nityananda is accepting. Madai taking a wine bottle and smashing it over his head as a little baby kicking him. That's how he took it. So I don't take any offense.
Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai. Jai Nithai.
Jai Nithai.
Then Madai said, but I committed so many other offenses.
You have water?
To living entities, Dambasis, Vaishnavas. I tortured people, I had been violent with them, I had done so many sinful things. So how will I get forgiven for all these offenses? Nityananda said, well, that's true. Not everybody may have taken it exactly like Nityananda Prabhu did. When they are being beaten up and robbed and unmentionable things. So, Lord Nityananda gave him the task that you can build a bathing ghat into the Ganges with your own hands. So then all the people that bathe there, they'll be facilitated in their spiritual life. So this will, by facilitating people in their spiritual life, you get forgiven for your offenses. So this is what the Madhai Devi on the month of April, when the Ganges is very low. And then he dug a ghat, made a staircase for facilitating all the people to bathe. He had his hoe and shovel and the stones and everything he got there. He dug and built with a strong guy. So he used his physical strength to build this gigantic ghat, which became famous as Madhai Ghat. One time, Haridas Thakur was asked, one lady asked, isn't it better if you chant mentally than chant out loud? Because I mean, mentally it's on the subtle platform, you're in the more subtle, where out loud is gross. So isn't it better to chant mentally? Speculation. Haridas Thakur said, no. It's better to chant out loud. Because when you chant out loud, you're helping other living entities. Flies, mosquitoes, plants, other people nearby. So by chanting and helping them, then you are getting forgiven for offenses you've done. Just like Madhai did offenses, he did something to facilitate people, he got forgiven. If we chant out loud, we can get forgiven for any offense we did. Therefore, the chanting will be 100 times more effective. Paribo. Paribo. This month is the month of December. This is the Prabhupada Marathon going on. And as I mentioned a few days ago, different devotees are doing different kinds of things for distributing Prabhupada's books in this month. This is also the Gita Jayanti month. Last year we had various celebrations of Gita Jayanti. There was, we were at some Gori Beach. Where did we go last year? The glorious beach. One minister also did something with a blue boutique shirt on. And we also had, we had here all Gita Jayanti. So this is a month when the Gita was spoken. The month for the Bhagavatam is the Bhadra Purnima, which is in Chaturmas. Bhadra Pada, some say Bhadra. That's something like August. And the month for Bhagavad Gita is December. So there's still some days left in December. If you give somebody Bhagavad Gita or some books, I'm going to go now and do some book distribution in Spanish. To some ambassadors from Spanish-speaking countries. So. But if we distribute some books in this month and we're helping others to become Krishna conscious, then we get also multiple benefit. Actually, His Holiness Bhaktivinoda Vinaya Narasimha Maharaj also is a very experienced book distributor. Love you. was at the festival programs in Bengal, Namhata programs. She also distributed books there, Bhagavad Gita's. I did 248 Bhagavad Gita's. So many people came up, they throw me off the stage and put me back in the green room and have everybody go there so that the program would go on. But this December Rath Yatra is a good time to have also some book distribution. Some gentlemen offered to subsidize the Bhagavad Gita $20, 20 rupees. So that encouraged some people to get. So when we help others, that also helps ourselves. This king, he was always looking at what to do to guide his population on the right path. He was emperor of the whole world. At that time there was no wars. Now we have United Nations, so because of that there's no more wars in the world, right? Unfortunately, it's not been so successful. That's the idea of having the United Nations. Having a one world government, some one world coordination, no wars. But unfortunately, there's lots of wars going on in Africa, and Middle East, and different parts of the world. Even their neighbor, Thailand, has got some revolution in the southern part. We had here, but now I think it's right. One starts, one stops, one starts, and then we hope that the Philippines, now they say they're making an agreement for peace. Another neighbor here of Malaysia, hope that their peace will go through. So Krishna gives us the peace formula. Bhaktaram Chavitabhasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvam Mam Shanti Rishati. There's one Supreme Lord, and that He is the one who's receiving all the pujas, all the worship, all the hajjas, all the parikramas, all whatever is being offered in religious sacrifice. It's all meant for Him. One Supreme Lord. So Krishna says, well, I am that Supreme Person. And the well-wisher of all living entities, the well-wisher, the friend, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, all living entities. We may practice different formulas. Some may practice different types of religion. That's their free will. But if we can understand that the Lord that we're worshipping is the same, simply the procedures, the systems were revealed by different prophets and saints and incarnations, they may be different. The principle is the same. We can have a peaceful world. When Sri Damodar Maharaj had a program in 1997, January 1st, concluding the year of Prabhupada's centennial, a new synthesis of science and religion, the Assistant Deputy General of the United Nations came, and he spoke that if many of the struggles in the world, many of the wars are going on because of religious intolerance. So if there could be this idea of United Nations, if we could have united religions, And maybe that would be a good way to have world peace. Of course, I would hope that we'd have a united religion should have a better track record than the United Nations. So Sri Damodar Maharaj, he, along with many other religious leaders, started an initiative called the United Religions Initiative, URI. And he was active in that. And he had invited them to come to Mayapur to have their World Congress. But then he passed away last year. So those people from that United Religious Initiative came to speak to us in Mayapur and said, out of respect for Sri Damodar, we still want to hold this function in Mayapur next year in December. Don't worry, it's in the beginning of December, so it won't interfere with the December Malaysian tour. But we could use some volunteers who'd like to come and help. Because we have to hold 700 people from religions all over the world. And some of the people said, well, we're not vegetarian. They said, no, but when we go to Mayapur, you all have to be vegetarian. And some said, well, we don't worship idols. Well, you have to experience other religions and grow in your tolerance. So even those religions that don't normally worship deities are going to attend the deity program. That's what they told us. So it's going to be a crash course for them.
This year?
Next year, December, 2008. You there, Mars? Huh? So, like that, we're also trying to serve His Holiness Sri Damodar Maharaj with this initiative. And Prabhupada also discussed with other leaders, religious leaders, with cardinals, with mullahs, with different people. So hopefully, the idea, we're not trying to convert each other, we're trying to come up with a better understanding and respect for each other. So, this program is going on, hopefully, we're proceeding. So Kali is trying to create the dissension, and we're trying to unite. Prabhupada also, he said that the theists around the world should unite. It'll be interesting to see how much unity and diversity we can achieve. Actually, even within our ISKCON movement, Prabhupada, he has said that every year when the GBC meets, the first thing they should discuss is unity and diversity. And we have different kinds of people in different countries and different places of the world, but they should be united, and we should accept the diversity up to a certain tolerable limit. Have to maintain that standard of devotional service. So Prabhupada had that vision also. Some people are grihasthas, some people are sannyasis, some are brahmacharis. There's some different kinds of diversity. Some different language group, different cultural backgrounds. I just went also to see the Manipuri temple. It's a very beautiful temple. It's interesting. It's kind of like a Balinese, Nepali, Burmese, you know, special, new design. Might see that quite inexpensive, like a combination of Sun Nagar with the pagoda put on top. The Delhi temple with the pagoda put on top. You've seen it? And So it's a nice, it's very interesting temple. You should see. Major parts. They're still putting marble down on one of the staircases. It's a lot of Balinese woodwork inside, a lot of carving, some Indian, some Balinese. The doors are very beautiful wood carving, extensive wood carving. So the major aspects, like the domes and the inside the main temple room, is finished. But then, there's things, minor details on this side, that side, that we're still working. So one thing, just encourage the devotees to make part of your life giving Krishna to others. Some of you are members of Namahattas. How many members of Namahattas or Bhakti Rikshas? How many members of counselor groups? How many distribute books? And distributing book can also be just taking one book and giving it to a friend at the work. And even if they're another religion, give them a cookbook. If they become vegetarian, step in the right direction. And they read in the back, there's a little bit about offering your food, maybe they get inspired. So like this, we want that. Now Maharaj Parikshit isn't there, we don't have one ruler to enforce some kind of spiritual standard in society. At least the citizens now, they can be active in promoting spiritual progress and respecting other paths at the same time, our principles. Like Prabhupada said, a postgraduate, anybody can follow our principles and advance in their own personal spiritual progress. I just wanted to say one more thing was about Jagan Madai, is that later they moved to Katwa where Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, and there's a Samadhi Mandir there. And there it describes that once they moved out of Navadvip, they moved to Katwa a little bit away. Lord Chaitanya taken sannyas and moved out to Jagannath Puri and other places. So then they would daily go to the Ganges and take their bath. They would chant their rounds. So when they would go to the Ganges, they'd be dancing and chanting. And their tears would be coming from their eyes, tears of love. So people have been so hard-hearted and cruel, now are soft-hearted and crying for Krishna. This is the great mercy of Gaura Nithai. Sisi Gaura Nithai ki. So we're going to request His Holiness Bhaktivinoda Chandra Singh Maharaj. We're going to do here a relay class.
We didn't have the sea games, we have relay races, and passing the baton. We didn't think we had baton, but now pass the virtual baton to Maharaj, and he didn't continue with the class.